We continue Bezat Hashem in our Limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Eruvin. We are up to Perek Bet Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel is actually a continuation of Mishnah Bet. In Mishnah Bet, we spoke about the double posts that are put on each corner of the enclosed area around the well of water, in order to transform it into a reshut hayachid, so that we are able to carry within that enclosed area to draw water from the pit to the outside of the pit. So we spoke about in the beginning of the perek that there is osin pasin labiraot, that we are allowed to make boards to serve as partitions around the well, and then we make double posts on each corner of a square area around the pit, making it, turning it into an enclosed area, a reshut hayachid. So now in Mishnah Bet, the previous Mishnah, it said mutar le'archik kolshu, that we are permitted to distance the double posts from the well by any amount as we wish, meaning to make the enclosed area as large as we want. As long as ubilvad she'arbe bepasim, as long as we provide, meaning as long as we add boards between the pasim so that no gap is wider than the maximum that is allowed, which is 10 amot according to Rabbi Meir and 13 and a half amot according to Rabbi Yehuda, as we saw in Mishnah Aleph. So, bottom line, the point that we just saw in Mishnah Bet is that we're allowed to make the enclosed area as large as we want. However, now Mishnah Gimel tells us that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this psak. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad bet satayim. Rabbi Yehuda says it's permitted to enlarge the area only until it reaches the size of two bet se'ah. Two bet se'ah. Now, one bet se'ah is an area in which one se'ah, that's a measure of volume, one se'ah of grain seeds is planted. So one bet se'ah would be 50 by 50 amot. Two bet se'ah is 50 by 100 amot, which means 5,000 square amot. That's an area of two bet se'ah. That's how far, that's how large we can make the enclosed area. But if it's any larger, carrying within it would be asu. You would not be allowed to carry within that area. Amru lo, the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say, no. Lo amru betzataim ela legina velekarpef. The Chachamim said to him, when the halakha was stated regarding betzataim as the maximum limit, that's only in regards to a garden or a karpef. Karpef is a large fenced area outside a town that is used for, let's say, purposes as storing wood. So betzataim is the maximum limit for the ability to be able to carry in a gina, in a garden, or a karpif. But if it would be larger than that, one would not be allowed to carry, because those are not those are non-residential areas. But if we're talking about a deer means a pen. That's a pen where animals would be kept in it to fertilize the ground with their manure. So that's a deer. Or sachar. Sachar is an enclosure for animals inside a town. So both the deer and the sachar are considered places where people live, because the shepherds stay there constantly to tend to their animals. So it's considered a residential area. O mukze o chatzer. Mukze is the backyard, or chatzer, or a courtyard. These are all considered residential because people use them frequently for their everyday living activities. So in these cases, even if the enclosed area is 5 bet ko, that means 150 bet se'ah, or even 10 bet ko, 300 bet se'ah, it would be mutar. Carrying within it would be allowed. The area around well that we are talking about in our Mishnayot here is also considered residential, because people enter into it to draw water, and therefore umutar le'alchi kol shehu ubelvad she'arbe pepasin. You're allowed to place the posts far from the well, making the enclosed area larger by any amount, as long as you put enough boards between them so we don't have a bigger gap than the maximum of a gap that is allowed, as we mentioned before. Mishnah Dalit. This Mishnah is going to bring us a machloket regarding if a person can carry in that area around the well, even if a public road passes between the posts. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im hayta derech harabim mafsekatan yesalekena litzdadim. Rabbi Yehuda says, if let's say a public road is going between the posts, so then the partitions that are formed by these posts, according to Rabbi Yehuda, are invalid, and you're not allowed to carry in that enclosed area. So yesalekena litzdadim, one should try to divert the road to the sides of the enclosed area so that it doesn't disqualify the partitions. Chachamim omrim enot tzarich. Chachamim say you don't have to divert the road. It doesn't make the partitions invalid. Even if you have a derech harabim going through the pasim, going through the double posts of the enclosed area around the well, that is fine. You're still allowed to carry inside. Echad bor harabim, ube'er harabim, ube'er hayachid, osim lahem pasim. Now the Mishnah continues and says, whether the source of water is a bor harabim, is a public water pit, that's a pit in which rainwater collects, or be'er harabim, or a public well. Wells are fed by underground sources of flowing water. The pits, they are fed by rainwater that is collected there. So both Bor Harabim or Be'er Harabim and Be'er Hayachid and a private well, Osim Lahem Pasim. We are allowed to make these minimal partitions that we spoke of, these boards, to be able to draw water from them. However, to draw water from a private water pit, we have to make a regular partition, which is a wall which is 10 tefachim high. The minimum partitions that we're speaking about, the pasim labiraot that we spoke about till now, are not enough to enclose a private water pit, because there are two problems here. The water pit is more likely to dry up than a well. And also, since it's a private hole, which is used only for a few people, so then if it dries up, there's not going to be enough people present to remind each other not to carry. So the Chachamim made a gzerah, therefore, that to permit carrying around the private water pit, we have to use regular closed mechitzot, which are valid even if the water would dry up. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that lebor hayachid, you have to make osim lo mechitza gvoa asara tefachim, you have to make a valid mechitza of 10 tefachim high around the pit in order to have your enclosed area of a reshut hayachid. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, en osim pasim ela lebe'er harabim bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava holds this heter that we said of the double posts of the boards, the pasin, is only by Be'er Arabim, is only for the public well. A well rarely dries up, and even if it does, you have a large number of people that are present there that will remind each other not to carry. But Velash'al, for all other sources of water, the private wells or public and private water pits, Osim Chagora Gevoha Asara Tefachim, we have to make a belt that is 10 tefachim high. That means we have to make a regular closed partition around the area, which is 10 tefachim high. He calls it a belt to teach that it has to surround the water source on all sides, just like a belt that completely surrounds the person who wears it. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen ve'amen.